Hey, listen up, idiots. This is your spoiler warning. Also, you might get offended, so warning for that too, you idiots.
Hello, my name is Kyle.
And my name is Ryan.
And when our powers combine, we form...
Experience Grind Podcast.
Hey, I didn't leave you by yourself on that one.
No, yeah, this one went much more smoothly than last time.
I think we want to rename this show for today's episode only to the Ryan and Andrew show.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Big and Slick. But,
no, because I think you guys are pretty much going to dominate this whole one.
Hey, everybody. Sound engineer Andrew's here at the microphone.
He is. This is a re-record of an episode that was lost to the annals of time. I know it's annals.
Yeah. I don't like what the way you said it.
Yeah. I think it's pronounced annals.
Annals of time. Yeah. That's what happened to it.
That's the one place
that
I
happens
wouldn't mind
to all of these
lost.
Episodes.
You guys know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hashtag butt stuff.
Butt stuff.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
Not too much. What's up with you, Kyle?
Nothing. I had some interesting thoughts today. What do you guys think about the word vagabond and rapscallion?
Oh.
I'm fine with them. I like them.
Should they be brought back into service?
No, because I think today's people in general are dumb and uneducated, and there's no way anybody's going to pronounce rapscallion or vagabond correctly, nor will they be able to spell it. And since this is all about texting and social messaging, ain't going to work. It's too long.
Oh. Okay.
Well,
the population too stupid.
That's true.
I
like sex and money.
Hi, me too. Want my friends?
There is the song. It was in the Lion King soundtrack. Uses the
vagabond.
Kings and vagabonds. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the song.
That's it. No.
But anyway, yeah.
Elton John.
Yeah.
British.
Let's go with it. Sure.
British. Educated.
Oh.
Okay. America. Dumb.
Now would we
toilet?
Oh, jeez.
Here's something else I've always.
Would
wondered.
You take a shortened form? Like,
baggy?
What about just scallion? He was a scallion, right? I've heard that.
What
now,
about
scallion? Almost makes it seem like a compliment because scallions are a very delicious appetizer.
Super good.
What
you
about
get them apps?
V-bond.
Oh, yeah.
Vaggy.
Vibo.
Baggy bow.
Vibo.
Vibo. I kind of do dig.
Vibo's cool.
I do like.
That's hip almost.
That sounds more like a computer presence, like a Skynet, more than like a homeless person, right?
More like a Latin American grocery store.
Vibo?
Man, where'd you get that? I got it at the Vibo.
Oh, man, I keep meaning to check that place out. Is it good? It's okay.
It's okay.
That's a hipster conversation entirely right there.
Yeah.
Right?
I actually don't want to make too strong a statement about whether it was good or not.
It's okay.
Or whether I liked it. It was okay.
Is that a hipster thing to do, is not pick a side?
I don't know.
A hipster won't pick a side if they don't know something, but don't want to lead on that they don't know. Like, hey, man, have you heard about this band, Lights and Sounds?
Oh.
No, I mean, I've heard of them, but I don't think I've ever heard them. I've heard they're good, though. You like them?
That's good. Nice turnaround.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
But nice what if you've legitimately heard of them, but have not heard them?
Well, then you're going to sound like a liar.
Yeah.
No.
We've all heard this.
Hipsters
before.
Can tell. They can smell their own.
Oh.
That's what it takes.
See.
Axe body spray, too.
Does anybody wear Axe?
I don't know. I don't know.
What was the other one that wasn't Axe? You guys remember this?
Saber?
No.
I wish. Saber.
It's probably something like Edge or something. Yeah. But like the E is a 3.
Oh, jeez.
Right? That seems
both
like
E's
that. America.
Both
toilet. America. Toilet.
Both E's are just one. Just one of them?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What about, here's something else I've always wondered. Why is the word cool still cool? And what I mean by that, like, every other hip, awesome phrase or descriptive word comes in and out of time. But cool, like, ever since it showed up, has been things. Like, kids today will still say something's cool, and you get it. Like, what do you think it is about that one word? Because, like, hip's fallen out of favor.
Yeah.
Boss, groovy. Although, you know, people don't use those anymore, and if you do, you're dated. But cool transcends the space-time continuum.
That's a good one.
Is it because cool was one of the progenitors? It was like one of the first ones, like,
see,
even way
know,
back
but,
to like Fonzie and Happy Days. Cool,
but they
was
still
around.
Had like Boss back then.
They did, but those were like all variations on cool. It's like another way to say cool. Cool is like, it's the one where the it grows from.
Antithesis.
Nope.
It's not the right way.
Progenitor? Nope, that's the opposite one. That's, okay. I did say progenitor, so let's go with progenitor. Okay.
It's the projector.
Nope.
It's the pyrogenesis.
Got it. That's it.
Okay. All right.
The fire starter. America toilet.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, guys.
Is this going to happen all episode?
It is now. It's his
catchphrase. Oh, man. At least put Speaking a hashtag of, in front of it.
Hey, guys. What the hell? So this is our catch-up movie episode.
Yes. So,
But before, I really want to get into this. And I know you don't have the results in front of you, so you're winging it.
Oh, shit. I do have them in front of me. Ba-bam!
Oh, he does.
Fucking prepared.
He did it.
Wah, 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 wah. So explain...
America Toilet.
Explain this America Toilet game. No. This game that we played for an entire year, and we're not going to do that again, but a different variation.
Yeah, which I have...
I've actually got an idea for two.
Good, because I have yet to come up with an idea, because... Yeah, last year I made it very, very complicated. It was throughout the entire year, you're guessing... The Rotten Tomatoes and Game Rankings?
I thought it was a Metacritic.
GameRankings.com.
Okay.
Oh, of
the video games as they come out, because there's no real good Rotten Tomatoes for video games, you know? Quickly found out that game's a fart. I did not balance it at all. If you got accurate, pin-perfect guesses, you're pretty much guaranteed to win. So, if you get close, you don't really get too much. It didn't really encourage that. It's just you had to be exactly on. And yeah. Kyle?
How many people ended up playing, like...
There were five
like,
people,
if you,
and I
if you exclude the three of us
two
in this
then,
actual
true,
room.
Two. And that's also
that,
the other thing.
You know.
This was every week. Like, I'm fucking taking scores and shit for two fucking people, one of which I'm married to.
Yeah.
It
was
kind of bullshit.
Oh, man. So, okay.
We hate
so, if
you
take out the three people in this
Micah's.
Room and the people yeah. that were it's banging, Micah. How many people played this game?
It's
one.
Micah.
It was Micah. Micah was very excited about Micah.
But I'm also banging Micah, so I don't know
oh,
if it counts.
Oh,
shit.
Jeez.
I really play up this Micah cheated thing because, like, I'm fucking him on the side.
This is the best.
I have thrown off my game here.
Yeah.
real shade here. I wonder how Mike is going to take this episode.
This is great. He's going to wear tight pants about it.
But I guess I'll get into it. There's no need to make this thing any fucking longer than it needed to be, which I did already.
Okay.
Kyle, you were the clear winner. And it's because I think seven times you pinpointed the exact... ranking perfectly.
Was I more on for games or movies?
Movies.
Really? Okay.
Movies. The one who surprisingly got really close on the games was Micah, because he was like 80, 85, 90, 95.
He was
for
very generous.
All of his guesses.
Yeah.
And that really did him a lot of favors in the games, because the games don't get ranked too unfavorably. The lowest you'll ever see in a game was like, I think like 65, maybe 60. Rotten Tomatoes is like, it's a scale from 0 to 100, and you'll see zeros as much as you see like 90s, right? But Kyle, you were first place with all your guesses with 136 points. To go over it real quick, if you got it dead on, you got 12 points, and then every point you get away from the actual score, it like halves. So 6 points if you're one away, 3 points if you're one away.
Well, that's pretty drastic, huge.
You, I think, started off strong and were strong the entire year. Like, you did... perfectly on this game. No one else came even close. 136 points is what you had.
Okay.
Second place was my wife Laura. My wife, 73 points. So
good
almost
God.
Half the score.
Wow.
And you're gonna see here kind of the median, because I was in third place with 71 points, so just two behind Laura. And fourth place was Hartman.
Who holy shit.
Was 70 points. So he was only like one behind me, and he was beating me for like almost 8 months. Like, there were a string of game cancellations earlier in the year that just fucking pushed him over. He was at like 50 or 60 points.
I that's what
year.
I put for every game.
Yeah.
Was
that
it would
be delayed
out.
And it would not actually come out.
I remember that.
Which
and I
you,
still got fourth place.
Yeah, that's which
insane.
Would get you
wow. That's
pretty wild.
Well,
points more. If you get it exactly perfect, you got the most points. If you guess that it didn't come out, that's like second highest amount of points you get. So that was a shrewd strategy, and it paid off. Cause
worked out well. Yeah.
Again, like 70 is kind of the median here. Like that's about where we all ended, except for Kyle, who did extremely well.
It makes me more sad that we're not continuing this game then.
Because you won.
I kind of feel like I understood this game better than everybody. And I, well, maybe not the game.
I don't know. I saw some of your guesses.
But
and
the
you're
way
like,
critics were.
Wonder Woman's going to get us.
Are there any
95.
Awards?
95.
Did I give it a 95? What did it end up at?
I don't know. You had some high ones that I thought were suspect. But then again, so did Micah.
Yeah.
And let's just go ahead. Micah was at the bottom. A very commendable effort. Like I said, I think he dominated in the games. But when it came to movies, he was not harsh enough.
Oh, like, sure.
Oh.
You know, like XXX2, The Return of Xander
he
Cage.
He gave it like an 80.
Was like 80. Like, yeah, he put it something high up. It's like, jeez. Dude, that's going to be real low. Transformers 5, The Last Night, like, was in the 70s. And
does
like,
that...
Dude, that's like a 20 in Rotten Tomatoes, typically.
Does it still have Shia LaBeouf?
No,
they announced it's Marky
Mark. Are you
serious? It's Marky Mark.
Wow, big improvements for number five.
I think it would be way better.
Yeah, it's not great. I think Marky Mark was in four starting his own little trilogy.
Yeah.
And four was garbage. I've not seen five, so I don't know. But
I've not seen any of them besides the first one because I just don't give a shit.
I saw up till four, and then four was the one that finally broke me. It's like, I just, even if I don't have to pay for this, like, I should not support this with my time.
I appreciate right? that.
Yeah. But Micah was at 58 points, so not too yeah. far behind. He was real close. That said, he did get beat by the sound engineer who literally put zero thoughts into this and was
yeah,
like,
well,
came out.
Micah was in the lead at like at one point, very
oh,
early on.
I'm
in
just going
to
say, though.
The first half of the year, Micah was maybe number two. I don't know if he was the lead. Maybe there was like a month or so, but he was always very, very high up. And then the movies kept coming, and the movies kept consistently being not great. And that is what I think undid him.
So I think our
but if you exclude everybody who's not a part
but
of the
but he
pod,
did the
yeah,
best because
yeah.
he's the only
he's
one
the
who
only
fucking
one.
Entered.
Yeah.
So
Micah wins.
This is what you get.
Kyle Kyle and Micah win.
Well, so my prize
we're all losers.
Was that you and I, maybe next episode, we get to concoct a drink for Ryan to
I think oh my we god, should do, I totally forgot what it was. Yeah.
We should probably just do like a little 5-minute video or 10-minute video.
I think
and
so
shoot
too.
Something, yeah. Uh-huh.
We'll do that. Because if I was to lose, I was going
but,
to get my
but
armpits
the stipulations were no bodily fluids.
Oh yeah,
right. And
I remember
nothing poisonous.
I remember.
Yeah, all right. We're not gonna hurt
I've
you.
I've had some ideas for quite a while.
I mean, we're gonna hurt you, but
nice.
No,
I don't
I'm
even
kidding.
Know if we'll really
I'm
hurt you.
The bet on your end was shaving armpits.
Not even shaving, it
right?
was waxing.
Waxing. That's
ooh,
what it was. It was waxing.
Man.
And I came out so
that
far
sounds
ahead,
great.
It was never even, I guess, on the table.
You guys ever shaved your legs?
Nope.
Yes.
Didn't it feel great?
No, it was terrible. I
didn't. Oh, really?
No, I did it as a kid, like with my mom's razor. I was like 8. And I didn't know what I was doing, but I didn't have it.
Oh.
So
you had hair when you were 8?
No, here's the thing. So here's the story. Story time. So I didn't have a dad growing up. So a lot of things I learned from my mom, you know, and I'd see my mom shaving her legs, and I was like, oh, this is what you do.
Yeah.
So I grabbed her razor one time in the bathroom, and I shaved my legs, but I pushed way too hard, and I just, like, pulled the skin
like a,
from
oh,
my shin,
no.
from like, my ankle to my knee bone, just pulled all that skin off. I was just like,
like a vegetable peeler.
Oh,
it
was, oh dude. You just saw the big, like the sheet of skin just pull up behind it, like it was stuck on the razor.
Like that cabin fever scene.
Horrid.
Very, very, very similar.
That's
it
making
was
me cringe.
Yeah, it was very cringy.
I can't deal with it.
So that
yeah,
was my first
on.
Experience with shaving.
This wow. A, oh, wow.
Yeah. I was like 8, and fucked my leg up for a while. My mom was like, what are you doing? Like, I was trying to shave.
I learned it from you, Mom.
I learned from watching you, Mom. Yes,
oh,
exactly.
Man.
So,
yeah.
So people out there that are dads, don't leave your children.
Oh.
Stick around, you deadbeat fuckers.
Bum, bum,
I got
bum,
real dark.
Bum, that's great.
Yeah.
Aside from the telethon, this is maybe like the best thing we've done for society.
Yeah.
As a podcast.
I'm dropping
just
knowledge
now.
Bombs, y'all.
Yeah. That was
good
great.
Stuff. This is a real true thing, too. If my mom was here, she would talk about it.
Like, yeah. Should we call her up?
God. We could. No, we won't. You
guys talk. I'll get her on the phone.
I fucked up. I fucked up the second time I ever shaved, too. For real?
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is on your face.
Yes. So when I was older, I knew that, oh, men shave their face. This is where men do it.
Uh-huh.
But I still hadn't hit puberty. I didn't have facial hair, but I still had shaving cream, and I would shave, and I would practice, and I was bummed that there was never any hair in the sink.
Oh, yeah.
So I decided, I'm going to shave my eyebrows.
Oh, man. Why would you do
that? Yeah.
Because there's hair, and there's hair on your face.
You want to practice, yeah.
They're
gone.
Zipped them right off, man. And then there was hair in the sink, and I was very excited. And then I looked like a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, Oprah. Do you have... Whoopi. Thank
Whoopi
you.
Goldberg.
Do you have any pictures?
I don't think I do, man. Because I was like 12.
Damn.
How long does it take for eyebrows to grow back?
Surprisingly long.
I think it'd be a long time.
It's long, yeah. A lot longer than you think.
Huh.
So those are my two... early shaving experiences. Wow. Were you both taught by your fathers?
I didn't have to.
No, you didn't
have to.
You still don't.
I think my dad went through the motions, like fully knowing like this bitch ain't gonna shave.
Way to go, Bruce. Way to go, bro. Mm. How about you? Did your dad teach you out in the barn?
No. That's funny. That's real good. No, I don't know. I mean,
for those of you that don't know, Sound Engineer Andrew comes from a long line of Quaker farmers.
Yeah, very rural people. Yeah,
from a long line of barn people.
So barn, yeah, we all have barns.
He really did have a barn growing up. Yeah. I'm not exaggerating that.
That's true. I think I asked him how to do it once, and he said, well, you don't need to know yet.
He's like, when you're ready, just go watch YouTube.
Well, that wasn't a thing when I was a kid.
YouTube did not exist.
But
at that time, wait 20 minutes for a 3-minute video on how to shave buffer.
Don't forget to hit like and subscribe if this taught you how to shave.
Yeah. I think I just learned trial and error.
What do I need to do to shave right? And your dad says, I don't know, faggots.
Well, you know, my dad's always rocked a beard, so he's not really a shaver either, you know. And,
do you get
your weird beard
genes from your mother, then?
It must be.
Not weird.
I meant weak. Weak, yeah. None of my mom's
you've got the mustache,
extended
you've got
family
the goatee.
Can do a beard.
That's really about it.
Yeah.
Oh, although, so that's a commitment.
My grandpa
can't
do a beard either.
Yeah.
So I think my dad is sort of the anomaly.
Yeah. Nobody on my mom's side of the family does. They can do mustaches, but that's it. So, I feel you, bro.
Well, you know, the best advice I ever got was from Jim. You guys all know him.
Mm-hmm.
And for all of the radio listeners, this is an aging trumpet player, world-renowned. Anyway, he tells me, he says, let your hair grow out a whole bunch and then cut off what doesn't look good.
There you go, yeah.
And there you go. That's for everybody.
Yeah, I did that, and then I cut everything off.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, that's probably a good move for you.
I do that, and I just keep the bad too because I don't care.
Keep the yeah, right.
Because mine is not a good looking one, but I just don't care. So, but guys, you guys want to talk about some fucking movies?
I guess.
Some Netflix shows.
I guess.
Just feel like, well, geez, I mean, we've done this before, right?
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? I've got a new list with a new favorite.
Oh.
That I've seen since then.
Oh.
So at least there's some variation.
Some drama here.
At least there's some variation.
Some drama.
I'm gonna let you guys talk. I'll put in like the two and my two that I hate and maybe like one Netflix show.
Did you not see anything this year? Did you not watch movies?
I saw tons, but Ryan's gonna cover a lot of mine.
I'm gonna bring these up, I will just group discuss.
Yeah, I think that's the best.
But that's what we're gonna do. We're just gonna talk through what we like.
You name what you know.
We'll pick a favorite at the very end. We'll talk about the shitty, disappointing ones.
So even if we talk about your favorite, don't say it's your favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
You can join in on the discussion.
Here's
talk,
the game.
But yeah.
Don't say it's your favorite. All
don't
right.
say it's your favorite to the very end. End on a high note. We learned after the last one where we ended on negative movies.
Yeah, that's bad.
Was not
oh,
fun.
Oh god,
kinda,
that was
kind of was a downer. Yeah.
So, do we each want to just... What
Why don't you go ahead
paper,
and start?
Rock, scissors?
Pick a movie you love this year.
I'm just going to start it... that's the movie I loved this year.
Yeah.
Not the number one.
One of your favorites. One of your favorites.
But a movie that I loved
movies
this
that are
year.
Favorites.
You know, I didn't think I would like it. I thought it would just be passing the time. But Fist Fight.
Mm.
Okay,
Fist
that's,
Fight
that's
with,
one with Charlie Day.
Yeah, and
Ice Cube?
Ice-T.
Ice
Rock.
Ice Cube. Ice House.
Chris Rock. No, wait, what?
Ice House.
Chris Tucker.
No, it Don is Ice T.
Don Cheadle. Okay.
Man,
yes.
I tell you.
Ice T.
That was a Tucker. Very, very good Chris Tucker.
This is awful.
Wow. No, it's Ice Cube. It's
Ice Cube. Yes. Okay. Haven't gotten it yet. Here we go.
All right. So explain that movie to me because I haven't seen it.
Okay.
There are teachers.
They're teachers and... Geez, how does it happen? Oh, so they get put in a situation where one of them has to be fired at the end of the day. And so they, you know, they're trying to best each other. And eventually, Charlie Day gets... What's the other guy's name? Chris...
Ice Cube,
Ice
man.
Cube. Ice Cube.
NWA. How do you not know?
I'm going to write it down, yeah. Gets him fired. And so at the end... he says, at the end of the day,
we're going to
have a fist fight. And the whole rest of the things will build up. He does a training. There's a montage.
In one day.
All of the things you'd expect. Yeah.
Okay.
Does it feel like a movie that takes place in one day? And then do they actually have the fist fight? And is it satisfying?
Yes. Spoil all this.
Oh, yeah. So, it's a classic. It's a high-energy film. Like, there's hardly any lull period. Short to finish. I think it's probably only like an hour, 35 minutes.
Perfect.
Typical. Hour you know. 20.
And, man.
90 minutes would be even better. But
So it's a 5-minute difference. I'll let it slide. Oh, it's okay. Come on.
It may have been shorter. These are not exact words. But, yeah, that's fine. That was funny.
That's a good way to start with our favorite movies that we loved this year.
This
was a fine one that moved well enough, I guess.
Yeah, oh, geez. Yeah.
let me throw a clarification in here. I want to. Because I know you.
Yeah.
Let me ask this. On your list, were any of these movies you saw in a theater this year?
Yes.
Okay. What movie did you see
in a theater?
Yeah, should I start
with that one? All right, here we go.
I would like to know that one.
I can guess. Dunkirk, right?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You did see Dunkirk.
Yeah, I actually only saw two movies in the theater this year. Dunkirk and the new Blade Runner.
Okay.
Of the two, which one did you enjoy more?
Probably Blade Runner.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw both those in theaters, and I also enjoyed Blade Runner more. But I think I probably also enjoyed Dunkirk more than you did.
I set my expectations high for that movie. I liked it a lot more than most people did.
Yeah. I didn't see it yet.
So you did the typical me thing, where you overhype something in your mind, and then it falls completely short. And you want to blame somebody else, but really, you know,
it was probably just me. I mean, other people seemed to like it, and
looking back at it,
it's hard to say like what I really didn't like about it.
I heard
other than I was just disappointed.
Editing was kind of confusing.
It's a little confusing. It's a little
I've not seen it, so I've only.
It's kind of typical for a Nolan film, where it kind of is a little scattered, and then everything kind of wraps up in a bow at the end, and you're like, so this is the ending.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it.
Okay.
So yeah, I actually had Dunkirk on my list, and I had Blade Runner on my list, so I'm with you there. What about you, Ryan?
Two of your favorites, huh?
Let me ask this clarification for you.
Go for
it. Any of the movies on your list did you not see in theaters?
Yes, Kyle. It's great that you asked, because one of the... I don't know why I'm going to an Italian accent.
Really don't know either, but I was on board.
I don't feel at home in this world anymore. This is a Netflix movie, so Netflix and Amazon are going to festivals and buying up these indie movies and releasing them on their streaming service. And earlier this year, this movie came out, and it's directed by, I forget the director's name, because he's been an actor in Jeremy Saulnier's movies, the guy who did Green Room and Blue Ruin, the lead actor from Blue Ruin.
Okay.
He is the director of this movie. He's the writer-director, and it stars Elijah Wood and Melanie Lynskey. And it's basically like a Coen Brothers type down and dirty crime movie mixed with some Quentin Tarantino what the fuck violent moments that just like come out of nowhere, but kind of with that very, very cynical message about people and humanity. Like the title says it all. Like, I don't feel at home in this world anymore. It's talking about somebody.
That's the title of the movie. I thought you were just saying that you didn't feel at home in this world. I was like,
but I agree with that sentiment.
I'm back on now.
Yeah, so it's one that is on Netflix. You can watch it. You didn't have to go to the theaters for it. I don't even think it showed in theaters, but it's a really, really solid showing on Netflix's part. And, you know, sometimes they put out some good stuff. Sometimes it's bright, but sometimes there's some good stuff. Or Okja. That's a real stink fuck, too. But
okay, so we know two of Ryan's that he didn't like.
Sorry, I snuck those in there. But how are you not with Netflix? So that's it. It's really good. Great performance by Elijah Wood, who I don't think has had one since Frodo. So it's nice to see him like doing good shit again.
I liked him in the show with the dog on FX.
Wilford?
Yeah.
I was going more movies, but I'm with you. I do like Wilford quite a bit, too.
I also liked him in Green Street Hooligans, but I like that movie in general.
I don't know if that came out before or after Lord of the Rings. That's why I cannot say. But I also did dig that movie, too.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to jump in because I haven't said anything yet.
Go for it. Okay.
I'm going to go with one that kind of I was excited for, and then it kind of surpassed all expectations. That was a big popcorn movie flick, Kong Skull Island.
I'm very happy with this choice.
Yeah.
I like this one.
I really liked Kong Skull Island this year. In fact, I liked it so much, I actually went and saw it twice in theaters, which is a rare feat.
Very nice.
But it was such a nice spectacle, and I've always enjoyed King Kong. It's weird, like, I like monster movies, I love Godzilla. Mm-hmm. I didn't like King Kong as a kid, but I grew into him more, and especially, like, this whole American-Japanese thing, this rivalry, it's also got me really excited for what they did with Kong Skull Island, which was totally increase the size of King Kong to set up this crossover with Godzilla that they're planning in, like, 2019, I think? 2020, maybe?
It's coming out soonish.
Somewhere around there. So, it was just, if you haven't seen it, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. I still think I like Peter Jackson's King Kong better.
I was going to ask what your thoughts on that were, and I'll be the counter to that. I am completely opposite of you.
I think I can see why, like, Jackson's King Kong is way too long.
It's too long and masturbatory. It fucking loves it. King Kong, the Jackson version, is a film, you ask me, I would call it pretentious. Like, the way he shoots things in that movie, like, they linger on shots like her stepping onto the boat for the first time. Like, it's some big, important, like, really meaningful thing.
Very up its ass.
It is. Yeah. It is up its ass sometimes. Some great scenes and moments, but it's that movie I don't want to watch again.
The T-Rexes is one of still the best action scenes I've seen in any movie, period. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm with
that
you there.
That scene is fucking great.
I'm with you there.
So, I'll watch it again just for that. Hartman, please. Something else that you really enjoyed this year. Not Netflix yet.
Yeah, right. God, the Baywatch movie.
You enjoyed
with
this?
With Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
And Zac Efron.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Zac Efron.
It was great, you know.
I love Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Mean,
what
the title sequence was nice, got you roped in.
Here's the thing. I haven't seen this one either.
It's a retard.
I expected that.
Wait, what?
It's not a great movie. He's saying it's really dumb and stupid, but that's what makes it enjoyable. I haven't seen it. Are there slow motion titty bounce shots?
Yeah, of course.
You'd have to have
them.
That's part of the Baywatch.
With this current year climate,
no,
I didn't know.
I'm pretty sure you could still do it and then just have, like, cut to side character making quippy smart comment about the slow motion.
Do they
jiggles.
Also do slow motion shots of dicks in swim trunks?
Well, gosh.
Because I would have. And that
I don't
would have
I mean,
great.
You see a lot of male pecs.
Yes.
Bouncing.
Okay.
And slow mo.
Dwayne The Rock loves to bounce his pecs.
Oh, man.
Who is more cut? In that movie.
Oh, Zac Efron.
Yeah.
He's more cut.
Here's the thing.
That guy
threw a missile
at a submarine.
I would agree.
Just 2 months earlier.
Yeah.
The Rock is physically a huge specimen, doesn't mean that you can do anything.
Yeah.
Being cut, Zac Efron has the abs and he's got that V that points to the dick. Man. I'm
spending
sure.
Quite a bit of time talking about the cutness of two dudes in a Baywatch movie.
Let's pull up some pictures
and think about this.
Yeah, why not?
The body mass alone in that movie.
This is not favorite pecs of 2017.
Listeners at home, check out some pics.
Tell us who was more cut.
Yeah, who was more cut?
The Rock or Zac Efron? All right, so Baywatch, I will tell you, I will probably watch this movie at some point this year.
Yeah.
It's one that'll be a nice, easy rent. If I still smoked weed, I'm sure I'd fucking love to get stoned and watch this movie, sitting on the couch. I'm sure I'll still enjoy it. It'll probably be more enjoyable than, like, a lot of other ones, like, blank and blank need wedding dates. I forget that movie.
Mike and Dave need wedding dates.
Yeah.
That was fine.
It was okay. Sure.
Yeah.
I bet this is more enjoyable because it'll have some action and stuff in it too, whereas Mike and Dave is just all talking.
I stayed away from Baywatch for that reason, as I thought I would be disappointed because, like, if it's just a fine movie, like, I expect more out of Zac Efron and The Rock. I don't out of Adam Devine and Aubrey Plaza.
But what about...
And Anna Kendrick.
You don't...
I don't expect much. Yeah. Are you kidding? Anna Kendrick's taste in movies and what she picks? Fucking all over the place. She
Pitch
is not
Perfect
one for quality.
Pitch Perfect 3 is coming out soon, man.
Pitch Perfect 3 is out. Came out in December, and it is the most panned of all the movies.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Shucks.
Apparently, everybody just phones in their performances
because
of Rebel Wilson.
It was a quick cash-in flick.
Yeah,
like, you gotta get these out.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm upset about this.
These women be aging. Gotta get another pitch in.
I've never seen any of them, and I don't plan to. Even with,
I won't miss
even with Anna Kendrick.
Goddamn pitch puns in those fucking trailers. I'm okay with never seeing one of those again.
I got a big boner for Anna Kendrick.
Why?
I don't
she's
know.
She's a nothing.
I don't know, but I do.
She's like, just like, I look at Anna Kendrick, and it's like face blindness. Like, I just see nothing. Like, there's nothing offensive, but there's nothing good. She's just a nothing. She's a blank slate.
I think it's probably your nose and maybe your teeth. I got a thing for those.
Okay. Interesting.
Can't really say why, but she does. She does it for me. She gets my goat.
Okay. I like it. So, Anna Kendrick, favorite of 2017. Who is next?
Although I did see her in a movie this year that I didn't like.
Which one was that?
The Accountant?
Table 19.
Oh,
I think that's
this movie.
Anna Kendrick as well.
I've never heard of this movie.
It's where they all are at a wedding, and they all sit at... That's all the losers and exes of the previous... Or the couple getting hitched, right?
Yeah.
And they sit them all at table 19, and they revolt. So like, we're not the losers. Let's stand up for ourselves.
Is it like a bottle episode where it all takes place at this table and wedding?
Yeah,
more
much.
Or less.
That sounds fucking fantastic.
It's
I'm
not.
Into this.
No.
It's really not good.
Is it supposed to be like a comedy, but it's not funny?
It doesn't really hit. I mean...
Yeah. Is it too weak? Do they not go hard enough in their jokes? Is it a PG-13 movie?
For me, it was so goddamn predictable. Like,
really?
It was one of the, like, even from the trailer,
it's
I was like...
a little bit of that.
I know all these beats. And then you watch it and you're like... Yep, that was all those beats.
Yeah.
Sure was.
Yeah.
What about you, Ryan?
It's a shame.
Give me something else.
Sure. Other movies I liked. I'm just going to put all three of these together. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Thor Ragnarok, and Spider-Man Homecoming.
You did not include the other one, I would have, but sure.
What, Wonder Woman?
No.
Logan. What's the other one? Oh, no, that's its own separate one.
Okay.
Because I think Logan
it is different
transcends.
From the, it's more the not the popcorn-y.
It's not, no. Yeah. I think there's more thematic weight and character, you know, depth in Logan. The three Marvel movies that came out, the MCU movies this year, I thought were all, like, really, really solid movies. And, like, varying qualities to which one you might like more. It depends kind of what you want. I find myself leaning towards the Guardians the most because I really think the thematic weight with Kurt Russell there is very engaging, and I do think they play with these characters a lot and give a lot to God, right? Like, Kurt Russell can do no wrong.
No, he really can't.
And I think he's one of the first strong MCU villains to come out in a long time. Like, him and maybe Zemo kind of from last year, but Zemo's plan was...
And
more
Zemo's
of a
so
character
goddamn
arc.
Forgettable.
Yeah, and
so
that's what
Zemo
it is.
Doesn't count, dude.
So I go with Ego. I think Ego is great. I think all of the villains were a lot more memorable than they have been this year in these movies, and I just think they all are kind of doing this thing, which is subverting the genre tropes and being a lot of fun.
We did have Vulture played by goddamn
Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
Yeah, and then Cate Blanchett as Hela. Just like all fantastic actors doing like really interesting things. And you can say, like, I don't know, the depth or the varying qualities of their villains could be, you know, more favorable or less favorable to you. Like, you might find yourself leaning one way or the other. I think they're all three very solid additions.
Yeah.
And that's why they just get a quick mention. I just think they're all really, really strong movies.
Cool, man.
What about you, sir?
I'm going to jump in with one that you're going to hate.
That's okay. Go for it.
With this.
You know, it's like opinions, like, right? People have different ones.
So
crazy.
This movie, I didn't give a fuck about, and you loved it, and you kept telling me forever and ever to see it.
Oh.
And I finally saw it, and I was like, yeah, I totally get it. And so we went to the second one together, And our opinions could not have been more drastically flipped. And that is Kingsman 2. Is it
the Golden Circle?
Mm-hmm. I kind of took this movie. I understood what it was. And
A bad movie.
I wouldn't say it's bad, but it's definitely, let's say, kitschy and very, it's like a pop album from a band that you like.
Yeah, I would.
The first album comes out and it's got a lot of love and it's got a lot of heart in it. Mm-hmm. And then the second album comes out and they need the hits, and that's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
And so seeing it from, I was like, yeah, it's not the greatest movie, but I still had a goddamn fun time with it.
Everything you said is exactly how I feel. I think that's a perfect way of saying it, because it does feel like a retread of hits, but also it's the poppy. It's like the thing that you like best, that catchy beat. We're going to amp it up to 12.
Sure.
We don't care about the other stuff. Like, we don't care about characters or like that.
We don't care about the filler tracks. Yeah. We're just getting through this one. So
it does feel like that. Yeah, it totally does. It moves really quickly. And I will say this, like, I was personally disappointed. I don't think it's, like, a bad, out-and-out bad movie. It's not. It's fine. But I was disappointed. That said, favorite cameo of the year with Elton John. I absolutely loved any time he was on screen.
Well, I really liked how they took Elton John and turned him on his head and turned a lot of the jokes from the first movie on their head.
That's it. Yeah. Like, the anal sex joke that he brings back.
Yeah. It knows what it is, dude.
They improved.
It knows
on the
what
first
it is.
One in that.
And it just, it's taking it with a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. And it's like, let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Holy shit, this one was a surprise hit. Uh-huh. Let's do it. So,
it's a choice I disagree with, but I fucking respect and I like that you brought it up.
All right. Kingsman Very 2. Nice. Hartman, please.
What else?
I know we've talked about a lot of movies you haven't.
Yeah,
talked about.
You know.
Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Two movies you saw this year, I know.
Yeah.
I want to ask, which did you like better?
Okay.
The Emoji Movie.
Oh, man.
Or The Boss Baby.
I did not see the Emoji Movie.
I thought you did see Emoji Movie.
Why didn't you see it? Because you were really hyped in that trailer.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. Trailer Sailor had his own agenda, you know.
What was this agenda?
it was an artistic endeavor that I don't think I want to get into right now as an actor.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know.
Check out Trailer Sailor on our YouTube.
Yeah, check it out. I mean.
Yeah, it's dead, and we've not updated in a long time.
We're coming back, baby.
Yeah.
I got some plans.
Oh, are we?
Oh.
I got some plans. Don't worry.
It sounds like it's the Trailer Sailor himself.
Well, yeah, it's stuff. I got plans. Oh, okay. Anyways, right. Please.
Anyway, right. Like I wanted to see it. I mean, I do truly think like it's a movie.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
It was a film put to film.
It was a movie that came out.
You know,
yeah.
I have this thought with other things to interject. I sometimes feel I need to keep up with the Disney/Disney/Pixar movies.
Oh,
just because I think they do sort of set a cultural precedent. You know, like. Frozen was such a thing, and like suddenly there's Elsa's and whatnot showing up at the door for Halloween.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like I feel compelled to keep up with these things as a, you know, trying to be a member of society.
Did you see Cars 3 or Coco this year?
No, the Disney and I Pixar didn't movies? See Airplanes, but I'd like to see Coco. I think that.
It looks fantastic.
The Day of the Dead. I mean, that sounds very cool. It won.
What is that in Spanish?
Day of the
Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah, I think it's Muertes. Dia de los Muertes.
It's Muer. It's Muer.
Muertes.
Muer. It's pronounced. It's Muer.
Whatever, Ryan.
It's a fucking language, Kyle. Muer. Muer. Continue.
I like how goddamn condescending you can say more.
But to wrap up, to actually answer your question in some way, Boss Baby, I did think was actually a pretty decent movie.
I know you liked it.
I think a lot of people like it.
A lot of people I work with that have kids. Mm-hmm. I actually really dug this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. To me, it was nice. Had a nice brotherly sensation to it, you know.
Yeah.
If you've had a brother,
and like, you got Alec Baldwin,
That was good. Yeah.
Was he funny?
Impeccable.
Was he good?
Yeah.
Was he
on point? I thought it was funny. What? And I mean, I can't remember any of the lines, but it was quick and banterful and all of the things that you would expect from, you know, his 30 Rock character.
Let me ask you this, then, since you didn't see Emoji Movie, what did you enjoy better, Boss Baby or Madea Halloween 2?
God, I didn't see Boo 2 either.
I thought you did see Boo 2.
No, that was fuck. You don't remember this episode from last week very well, Kyle.
Yeah. God damn, you guys are my Madea guys.
This is on my list of things that I did not see, but I wanted to.
Here's the thing. I've never seen a Madea movie in theaters, and it's not on DVD yet.
Hmm. Yeah. So
here's the thing. I've never seen a Madea movie, period.
You're missing out. They're great. Lots of fun.
Why not?
Hartman tried to convince me to watch one on a ship once.
Yeah. Which one was it?
I don't know. They were dancing.
Yeah.
And Hartman danced for a week on the ship thing. Afterwards.
It's the I just love that joviality.
It's a very, it's like a very friendly family, like celebration. Yeah. Like we're just going to really enjoy our community, like the family we know. I get that.
They
completely
solve every
get
problem
that.
By praying, right? I think you brought that up last episode.
Bring that up. I feel like every Madea movie revolves around like somebody going to church. Like I think famously, there's one
culture,
Eugene Levy is in one. I don't remember what it is. I think Denise Richards.
Denise Richards is in these too?
Denise Richards is in it, and Eugene Levy. And Eugene Levy is getting coached by Madea this entire movie. He's having like money troubles, woman troubles, and he goes to church and he has an epiphany in this really, really long church congregation, like celebrating every. And it's like the typical like down south church, you know?
I love this.
Eugene Levy sticking out like the white Jewish man he is.
When
like
you
he
say
couldn't
down
be
south,
more out of
you
place.
Mean black, right?
No, I don't know,
like
not necessarily
a black church,
but it's definitely like it's that type that is singing and swaying their hands and really getting into the music. Like it's the, I don't know, it's a very different church experience than I had, but
because
church was something dreadfully boring and not fun. I love the churches in Madea movies. Like I fucking find the answer to all my problems in those churches that don't exist. But anyway,
everyone ends
with church fixing the problem. Like just you go to church and God gives you the answer.
He unspools
your mind for
Tyler
you.
Tyler Perry knows his fucking audience.
Well, he does. He does. Yeah. And he makes money hand over fist every single time because there is a demographic that's not being served.
Pay fucking attention, Star Wars The Last Jedi.
I am with you in not loving that movie as much, but the one thing I will give The Last Jedi is it said, fuck you fans, we're going to do something new.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
That's great. Let's piss on everything that we've established.
I'm fucking down for that. Yeah. Guess what? Jedis are fucking stupid.
They are.
I played Knights of the Old Republic. It makes no fucking sense, their code.
I'm not.
Fucking burn them all.
I'm not a Jedi guy. I totally love the
Jedis are the worst.
Yeah, they are.
And that comes from somebody who always empathizes and sympathizes with the hero. Like, Captain America is my favorite. And, like, the
you
Jedi,
also
I'm like,
always
fucking
play
burn
light
them.
Side. I'm always dark side. This
right?
is where we agree.
Yeah.
I love this.
All right.
Let's get into some fucking Netflix shit, and then we'll get into some bullshit shit.
Oh, there are, I think, some other movies we did not talk about yet.
We'll
come
back.
Good ones. Are we coming back to those? Okay, good.
Well, I want to get into some Netflix shit.
All right.
Because I only have one Netflix thing. Well, two that I really like this year.
Okay. Good. What do you got?
One was F is for Family, which is Bill Burr's
cartoon.
Oh, yeah. It hit season two. Fucking loved it. I thought it was better than season one.
Agreed. Darker, sadder. I love how Netflix animation is just the dark, sad, depressing corner of all animation.
Also,
ever.
Thank you, BoJack.
Yep, I love it.
Let's have these. It's great. It's what Adult Swim wants to do, and yet these guys do it better.
It's like Adult Swim, but slightly less juvenile.
Yes,
like they're much more mature. These Netflix
and
animated
you can
shows.
Say fuck.
I think. Yeah, which is
which
a big
adds
thing.
A whole lot. The other show I really enjoyed, which was a Netflix original, was Ozarks.
Yeah.
Really, really fucking enjoyed every aspect
Jason Bateman.
Of the show. Jason Bateman. If you like Breaking Bad, you will like Ozarks. I'll just say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Really good show. The best thing is that you can burn through the whole thing. It's got a lot of, you know, violence, a lot of vulgar language, a lot of nudity. It's everything you want. So, yeah. That's my two Netflix things. That's really all I got.
I... Nice. The only thing I have to contribute about the topic of the Ozark show is my wife watched it, and I caught just one brief portion of one episode. And I really loved it. They were distributing drugs via hymnals that were passed out to a congregation of boaters. Hmm. So it was like a redneck flotilla, as they say. Everybody would bring their boats together, tie them together, and then someone would walk across distributing hymnals. The hymnals were carved out and to be conveyances for, cocaine or meth. I don't know whatever drug it is they sell in the Ozarks.
Do you I don't know. I didn't watch the show.
Oh, yeah. So okay,
it's all foreign to me.
It's just on me. So anyway, to me, that idea was just fantastic, you know?
I can't wait for the Madea-Ozark crossover.
Oh, thank you, Kyle.
Madea gets into the drug business.
The whole big thing was heroines. There's that great heroine scene with the poppy seed fields.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I just love the, the subversion of religion, and two, water sport, which is, is a hobby of mine.
Yeah, so it is.
I loved it.
And the church on the water. Enjoyed Ozarks. I think it was a great underrated hit, even still on Netflix. I haven't heard. I hope it gets a season two. It should. So, What about you? You're our Netflix guru.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any.
Geez, 2017. I really enjoyed Glow.
I did enjoy Glow. I forget about Glow.
Right. I mean, that was a really fun one.
Starts off with fucking Abigail Breslin.
Nope.
Abigail.
Nope. Not Abigail.
Alison Brie.
There you go. Yeah.
Totally nude.
Yeah.
There we go.
Right.
Who the fuck is Abigail Breslin?
I don't know.
The little girl from Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's not see her naked yet.
Yeah.
Let's not see her naked yet.
Nah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Alison Brie. Totally naked.
Yeah.
Into that.
I hope they continue the series. I don't know what else they would do in terms of storyline.
Also Marc Maron.
But I just enjoyed the setup, you know.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun. Chicks wrestling.
They could do some matches and show a little more tit. It's
please, fine. More tit.
Disjointed. Did you guys watch that?
Didn't want to. Yeah, it looked like total garbage.
One episode and I hated it.
God, yeah.
And I think, if I remember right, from the last time we tried to record this, you said this is from the guy that did Big Bang Theory?
It is Chuck Lorre.
That's what Ryan said. Yeah.
I totally feel it. I picked up on it from the stupid trailer, and I was like, yeah, I'm not watching this. Even with Kathy Bates, I'm walking the fuck away.
Yeah. I don't remember which episode it was, but at some point, the guard, do they get to the
I didn't watch any of this, so...
Oh, you didn't see the...
Not a bit. I didn't care.
I know about the security guard.
The security guard.
He didn't really have a lot of character development from the episode I saw.
Right.
He was kind of jokey.
Maybe episode two or three, he starts dealing with issues of PTSD. He was Iraqi or Afghanistan war veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Handled
well?
It was super trippy.
Oh.
I mean, they went into, this weird, awesome animation sequence.
Oh, so they actually did visuals of it, too.
Yeah, I mean, did you guys get far enough where you saw the...
Again, I haven't seen
you didn't
a single
see it.
Second.
I keep looking at Kyle because the microphone's set up that way. Yeah. But did you see the commercial that's got maybe Sam... Not Sam Rockwell, but the...
I love Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, I do too. But from Big Lebowski, Sam Elliott.
Oh, Sam Elliott.
Oh,
yeah.
No, and, I did not get that far.
He's it's like set up like a Coors commercial, Tap the Rockies, but he's selling, talking about selling weed.
Okay.
And he's like, I don't know. Have you get you guys haven't you didn't make the internet for you guys? Check it out. And I mean, here's the thing, the show is shitty, but I think there's some people on there making some sub sequences that are really quite good.
Okay.
Okay, and, so some of the B characters and C character lines are more interesting than like the Kathy Bates stuff.
No.
In this store?
No, I wouldn't say that. There's so much animation sequence.
Oh, okay.
So many, I mean, like, different obscure things that you would do on a television show.
Okay. So it seems they're more experimenting visually and having some more creative fun than, say,
like you
I
know,
did not pick up any of that.
Two and a half.
I man. Know. You wouldn't from
now,
the first episode.
Now
but
you
I,
have my curiosity.
I do think, you know, there's some relationship things that go on, and it does feel very much like Big Bang Theory, and that's upsetting.
That's unfortunate.
But there are some gems. Maybe you just watch clips of it.
So a
on,
show that could
YouTube.
Potentially improve in subsequent seasons.
It probably won't, but could, yeah.
I really enjoy the way
I mean,
you
it,
said
it,
subsequent.
It's a subsequent?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Subsequent seasons.
Yeah. That's it. It's hard to get out.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Anything else Netflix-wise that
Orange is the New Black, I think, had their final season.
I hope it's the final one. I don't talk about that show.
I watched maybe the first season. And the final season, I don't
well, I
feel
think it
like
is coming I, back again. I think it's got another one in it.
No shit.
I think so.
Well, I take it back.
I don't know for sure, but
anyway,
I don't follow the show.
I didn't know any of the previous things. I thought it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun little spin around. Black Mirror, of course. Mm-hmm. Gilmore Girls: A Year in the Life. Amy Sherman Palladino. Wow, what a great story. Let's talk about her. Let's talk about all the kinds of
Here's
things
the thing.
That happened in the
I
80s
can't
because we're witty and bannerful. This is Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore
what do you
Girls
think, Grandma?
Seems so
Thank you,
far
Grandma.
It
up
seems
its
like
own
you're
fucking ass.
Yeah, yeah it seems like you're being sarcastic in that you don't like this,
no,
but
I
you
do
like
it.
No, I
do
think
do
you did love it a lot.
Yeah.
Hartman strikes me as a Gilmore Girls type. I've never seen more than like one episode fully of this. I've seen like bits and pieces. I've always hated this show.
Can't believe you, this guy. So
I did. We, I think Laura and I randomly turned into season six or something and watched the middle part of that season just to see if it was up our alley. It wasn't.
Yeah, not at all, man.
It wasn't. We just.
Who would you rather bang? Here, I know this much. I know the names of two. Who would you rather bang? Lorelai or Rory?
You asked this last
time. Did I really?
100%. Yeah, and really? The answer was both. Oh, wait, I can't say that on air. I should.
I don't remember that at all. But no, for real.
No, I'm going to go with Ryan's answer.
Both?
But I can't say that on air.
No, you can't. I'd probably rather bang Rory. What about you, Ryan?
Okay, is Rory the Alexis Bledel? Is that the child?
Yes, the daughter.
No, fuck her and her weird eyes. Nah.
That's kind of what I like about her. So you're more Lorelai.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know the characters
Lorelai
at all.
Lorelai is the chick from Bad Santa.
Sure. Yeah, I guess. Her.
The mom.
Her. I don't know. Is Melissa McCarthy in the show?
Suki. Her. Is Suki an option?
Suki Stackhouse? Yeah.
No.
I go with Suki Stackhouse.
You could also bang the dude that wears a backwards hat into his 50s.
Hey.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Right? That's you guys know you guys both know who I'm
I
talking
know.
About.
Let's
I've
move
not
on.
Seen an episode.
Hey,
yeah.
Fuller House. Does Mandy watch that? Do you watch that?
She's started season 3.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're on now, I think.
Yeah, I've not watched much
you,
of it.
You haven't yeah. She like it?
She enjoys it.
That's good.
Yeah. I love my fiance very much. I don't know if the weed helps a lot, but I'm gonna say the weed helps a lot.
Oh man, yeah. Huh.
Try, I've seen maybe. It. The only thing I could really see myself getting into that is Stephanie Tanner's tits.
Oh,
holy
well.
Shit! They're still all over the place. They're fucking jumping right out at you.
Yeah. Whoa.
And you know whoa. She does meth and weird sex things, according to Ryan.
I didn't say meth. I said some hard drugs.
We
a
know
lot
meth
of hard
because
drugs.
Of her confessions. But anyways. Any other Netflix?
Oh, yeah. I got a whole bunch of them.
Holy shit. Let's get two more.
Two more? That's it?
Yeah.
Dang.
Pick your best.
Fuck.
I ain't listening to all
I
your
I don't
shit.
Feel too bad.
I know.
We literally
I know.
Only talked
I just,
about like two episodes.
I just
two
thought,
movies.
You know, they're real spitfire. Maybe you guys haven't seen them, but I'll just mention them.
Spitfire.
Yeah. Big Mouth. Huh?
Like
nope.
Big Mouth.
Have not seen.
That's fine. BoJack, the new season.
Have
I
not
like
seen
it.
New season, but love BoJack.
Better than the previous three?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
You?
No, I'm not going to talk about it. Kimmy Schmidt, new season. You guys like it? More
I
or less.
I liked it. You guys are off of it.
More
right?
or less. Yeah.
I like two, three's kind of
Jeez, I, you know, I don't,
I
I'm not sure that
I
haven't seen it at all. Yeah, okay. Girl Boss. Did you guys see it?
Did not see it. You did not like it, right?
We're moving on. Get Down.
I'll remember it from last week.
Huh? Get Down didn't watch.
I actually don't think you talked about this one last time.
Yeah, you didn't.
Get Down.
The 70s disco black people with roller skates, right?
Jaden Smith.
I think there was a lot to it. There was a lot more to it than that. Again,
What? You know, Kyle was succinct and did not accurately display what something is about?
You know, they're trying to set up the foundations of the hip-hop music's community and stuff, and its role in politics and other things. Now,
done by Baz Luhrmann, the guy who did Moulin Rouge and the Romeo plus Juliet.
I'm glad you set that up. The storyline is actually
that one.
That's uncompelling. I think they could have done a lot more.
Claire Danes.
Yeah.
They could have done a lot more telling of history.
Yeah.
You know, like they could have actually made this more of like a documentary, whatever.
Yeah.
But instead it ends up being like
style
more of a
substance.
Visual showcase. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which kept me, I watched it, I think, for those things.
Did you watch both parts? Because they released part one and part two separately, right?
Oh.
Okay,
maybe.
So you've not finished, then maybe?
I'm not certain. I've seen the...
I think it was just released within the last month or two. So if you've not seen it since then, part two is out and it finishes
Hartman
up the
so
series.
Hartman is so excited right now to go home and finish this.
I gotta go, guys.
Yeah, so you've got
up.
That.
I just got a few more. Lady Dynamite, the new season. You watch it?
I did. Yeah, I'm
like
with you.
Comedian TV shows.
I don't know how I feel about it, but I can watch it.
Yeah. Haters Back Off.
Nope, don't care.
I love it.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, man. Even from the trailers,
I'm
that
with
was
you.
Just,
I think it's great.
So I've got to watch it because both you love it so much.
It's
and
real
I was
good.
So turned off from the trailers. I know it's not coming back. I know it's been canceled.
It's
That
bumped me out because they've done something really smart with season two to set up the next season.
It's been canceled. It's gone. I'm sorry.
It's a shame.
Maybe it's my fault because I didn't watch it.
It is your fault.
It was sort of the beginning of the end of YouTube, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Back when it was still fun and democratic before it became like, hey, we're going to compete just like the big stations for content.
Yep. That's a good impression of YouTube.
Yeah. Screw you, YouTube.
YouTube
okay, here we go.
Will always be your voice in my head.
and the last one, Atypical. Watch it.
Yeah.
You guys, anything?
I much like disjointed one episode. I was like, this ain't for me.
Okay.
Didn't even watch it. So.
I liked Rappaport as the dad.
I love Michael Rappaport.
Yeah.
That's it.
Is this the one with the kid with autism?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've got a buddy at work with a daughter with autism, and he really liked this show.
Yeah.
He said it was actually pretty fucking accurate. Huh. So.
Could be.
So, here's a question for you guys. Do you guys have Netflix, and did you watch anything? 27 Netflix. Fair and balanced. I'm going to play the third side of the table here.
I mean, I mentioned my two, but I'll go ahead and also throw in.
I love it.
I'll throw in, of course, Stranger Things season two.
Uh-huh,
burned up.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I think I still like season one better.
Okay.
But season two did a lot of fun. What about you, Ryan?
The only thing I could think of for Netflix specifically was Stranger Things season two.
Well, that's what I did. You like season two or season one?
Oh, I like season two better, but I'm also an Aliens person instead of Alien, so I do like the more campy tone in the second
season.
It's spooky. No,
season one or two?
Nope, neither.
No,
neither. I couldn't get into it. I got the willies and I had to go into the other room.
Ooh.
First 10 minutes of that first episode of season one are fucking
out.
Real creepy.
Yeah. That's why I like it.
If I get past that, you think it'll be better?
It really does turn more into, I want to say, like a Steven Spielberg 80s E.T. movie. Like it feels a lot more Amblin and safer.
Yeah. Based on a Stephen King short story.
Yeah.
Which I love about
characters.
Yeah.
Which is all about like the characters, and the characters are
season
so
one especially felt a lot more Stephen King to me than season two. Which is, I think, probably why I like season one better. But that's all the Netflix shit. I didn't see any of the movies. I know you've got one movie on your hate list that you already brought up. So
I forgot what that one
was. That one
is
was Bright.
Already. Yeah, that's bad.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Bad movie
kind
of running
Smith
this shit.
It. When was the last time he was good?
So let's talk about some other shit stuff.
Bad Boys
Wild
2,
Wild
maybe?
West.
Wild Wild
I don't
West
know.
Garbage.
What?
Hancock was garbage.
Hancock was garbage.
Well, let's talk about some other garbage movies, and then we'll get into some other good stuff and finish out strong.
Okay. All right.
Garbage stuff. What did you not like this year, Ryan?
No shit. Well, we already talked very slightly about Kingsman: Golden Circle.
Yeah.
So
I didn't like it.
Sounds
pretentious.
What I didn't talk about, it's,
that old
no,
man.
It's not pretentious. No. Oh, God, it's not pretentious. It's the opposite. One thing, all right, I'll go with things I did not talk about last week on the lost episode. Skip Trace, Jackie Chan, Johnny Knoxville, Rennie Harlan, buddy cop comedy movie where they travel around to different gangs.
This sounds awesome.
Is that 2017?
It came out in January 2017.
Wow.
The very beginning
okay.
of the year.
So they expected it to be shit.
And it was disappointing. I wanted to like it a lot more because I do like those two actors. And even Jackie Chan's stunts seem heavily edited and just not very creative this time around.
He is like 60.
And Johnny Knoxville's doing his shtick that he always does.
The
and
dumb,
it's just
confused guy that's not on the same page.
Slash con artist who is like actually really smart, but you don't see that. But for 5 minutes, it's very fucking in the movie.
Sure.
So it comes out of nowhere. It's just a giant fart.
I almost...
That's it.
I almost watched the Dukes of Hazzard again.
All right, so here's the thing.
I
like the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah,
I like that
right?
movie a lot.
I like Johnny Knoxville.
I don't give a shit. You give me Johnny Knoxville, you give me Sean William Scott, and you give me fucking Jessica Simpson in tiny shorts.
That's you put her in there, huh?
Yeah.
That's in your list.
Oh,
Jessica
man.
Simpson.
Did I say for her acting ability? No, I
no.
said for her tiny shorts.
Yeah.
And then titties popping out.
Are made
sure.
for walking.
And you got Willie Nelson as Uncle Jesse?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Telling all them fucking jokes. You watch the DVD cut with all the cut jokes that didn't make it. It's fucking great, man.
I wouldn't say great, but it's fun.
Sorry, anyway, I also
it's
remember
fun.
After the Dukes of Hazzard, I got head in the car after the movie and banged a chick after the movie. So,
well, that
whoa,
surely fucking
yeah.
peppers it.
Ramps
oh,
it up a little
do
bit.
I like this movie or not? Huh.
That's what I remember the most about the movie. That and I remember, like, so they use a scene where they ramp and they come down and the car is clearly fucked up and then they cut to like perfectly. I was like, dude, come on. We all know what the fuck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
editing.
You got a cool shot. Maybe cut before it lands.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. Well,
that's what happens when you get a movie directed by a comedy director.
Yep.
Hartman.
Hey.
What'd you
hey,
hate this year?
What were some of the bad movies you
saw?
Oh. What's something that disappointed you? I'll say not hate,
yeah,
but disappointment.
I think I watch movies a little differently than you guys. I mean.
That's fine.
What did I hate?
Disappoint.
Out of the things I watched this year.
Chips.
Oh, Chips. Which
yeah.
is
I,
weird
I,
to me because. You, to me, are the target market for
I
Chips.
Know. No,
and it didn't hit with you. So.
I actually liked it. I just, oh. I didn't have anything on my list that I didn't like. I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay.
Yeah, everything was fine.
You are the perfect person for every movie marketing outside
true.
Of.
You're the one person who saw the Emoji Movie. Who's like, that looks great.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess.
If
hey,
I was
you know.
Making a movie, I would throw in some stuff to be like, let's get the Hartman types into the theater.
Don't, because he doesn't go to the theater but two times, and it's to see a fucking war movie in Blade Runner, the movie that nobody saw in theaters.
Which is
never
weird,
market to Hartman. Because
when I saw that shit in theaters, dude, that place was packed.
What mine movie? Was not. Mine was
which
fucking
one?
Empty.
Blade Runner.
Oh, yeah. That
shit was packed.
Uh-huh.
Was your theater packed too?
It was like
yeah.
Star Wars packed.
What?
Star Wars packed.
I went the very first.
I did too. I went
like
opening night.
Thrifty.
Oh.
Thrifty.
What?
You know, like morning matinee, the morning show.
Uh huh.
Sure.
And it was packed,
packed
in the morning?
Packed.
I went that Friday night and my theater had 5 people in it. And I brought 3 people.
Hey, guys.
Huh.
I got 2 movies that I really hated this year.
Yeah.
Let's hear about them.
Unfortunately. For her,
uh-oh.
Maybe it's because I'm a misogynist. I don't think I am.
No. Oh, they're oh, yeah.
They're both Scarlett Johansson flicks, and God, they were both terrible. One was incredibly way worse than the other, and they were both bad.
I
what's
would not
suspense?
Say either of them
tell
are
me.
Terrible.
Oh, so, I'm sorry,
tell me.
She was in only 2 movies this
Ghost
year?
In the Shell?
She was in Ghost in the Shell,
uh-huh.
and this other movie called Rough Night, which Ryan and I saw... together.
Yeah.
And I maybe laughed once.
I laughed any time that guy from Broad City was on. Troy.
He was great. I enjoyed him.
Or Trey. Yeah. Trey. And he was real funny.
The
very
dentist
talented
in Broad
women
City?
In that movie were not. And we're not written for well.
It was awful, dude.
Yeah.
It was just a terrible... It's like the movie with Daniel Stern and Cameron Diaz.
Very Bad Things.
Yeah. It was like that, but with women and not good. And Very Bad Things is not good anyways. It's an okay movie.
I thought it was pretty good.
It holds up, but it's not like, eh?
It's not a classic
that
you want
to
remake.
Scrambling to fucking watch again.
But you know what isn't either? Overboard. And they're going to make a fucking Anna Faris Overboard movie.
Okay.
Overboard
Anna Faris. Did either of you guys see Mother?
No.
Mother! Because it has the exclamation point. You can't say... Mother.
I thought you were doing
the pronunciation like Buster Bluth would say.
Yeah,
mother!
Right. Mother.
Did you see Mother?
I did not because I got what the allegory was going to be. And
I
was like,
I
get it. I don't need to see it.
I liked Mother. I still liked it.
I might give it a chance. I just haven't.
I would like
to
see Darren Aronofsky move away from biblical themes.
Yeah.
Let's do something else, Haas. You've done two and neither of them have been great. Maybe take the hint.
No. Really? No. I thought you liked Mother.
I liked Mother. But it's not great.
Are you a fan of The Fountain? Are you a fan of Aronofsky's other stuff?
No, I was talking about...
Noah, specifically.
Noah
I get
specifically.
It. But are you a fan of other...
Yeah,
like, what's your favorite?
I love The Wrestler. I love Pie. I love Black Swan. The Fountain is kind of meh. Mother's kind of meh. And Noah is pretty not meh. It's more in the... Ugh.
I like Noah because it's batshit.
Yeah,
fucking
it's fucking
crazy.
Insane.
It turns into a slasher movie. Once again, that arc. It's crazy. I love it.
Huh.
What about It Comes at Night? Did either of you guys see that?
No.
No interest in it. I know you were like really big into the trailers, and for me, I was like, oh, cool. I know exactly what that movie's going to be. It's going to be a movie where there is no sickness, nothing fucking happens, and at the end, it's all ambiguous as to who's good or who's bad. There's no fucking
You're half
resolution.
Wrong and half right.
Yeah, okay. There is a sickness, then.
There is a sickness.
That's what it is. Okay.
But yeah, it's morally ambiguous.
Mm-hmm.
Or, as Ryan would pronounce it, ambiguous.
Just because.
Man.
does not mean I don't know how to pronounce fucking basic vocabulary. Kyle.
Hill people.
Hill people.
One more, because I know that this is no longer your favorite. Ryan, let's a little bit. Let's talk about Colossus for Hartman.
Colossal. And I would love to. What are we talking about specifically?
Just the movie. Let's pitch this movie to Hartman. Give him your elevator pitch.
You're not
going to
like it. It's not for you. You won't like it. Right. It's an art film that's
Maybe
all about
sound
subtext.
First.
You won't like it. Ding.
Okay. Colossal. It's a movie starring Anne Hathaway and the dude from Saturday Night Live.
Jason Sudeikis.
And the dude from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou.
Timothy Blake Nelson.
And... It's all about the chick wakes up and she discovers that there's a giant monster.
I'm overwhelmed.
That appears...
I'm against
wait,
it.
Wait.
I'm against it.
There's a giant monster
you
that appears
like
in South Korea that she controls from all the way in America. And she doesn't know why. And then all of a sudden, a robot shows up and Jason Sudeikis controls it. And there's a conflict between the two. That's my elevator pitch. Was it bad?
All right.
No, it's
well,
not bad.
Let's discuss it later. Ryan?
I probably would not have shared the Jason Sudeikis robot reveal on air because I think that's a big surprise.
Ding. Colossal. Pitch it to him.
I don't... You won't like it. It's not a movie for you.
I'm over it. I don't think I would like this movie.
You and I saw Colossal together in the IU Cinema.
It has a robot.
Which is a cinema that we both like. I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was other smells. It's like, I don't know.
My fiance asking why the fucking house smells like spicy pepperoni. I have no idea. There's not been any spicy pepperoni.
I may have tracked some in.
Delivery. I brought a 9-inch Italian sausage.
Oh, man.
Stink up at your house.
Here's a funny anecdotal story that I think will fit along these lines. The people of my generation will know that they brought out episodes 4, 5, and 6 of Star Wars you know, the re-releases, yeah, out in theaters. Well, I went to the premiere showing of that and went to the store next door and got like a 16-inch sausage, you know, and everybody was dressed up as Star Wars characters. And I opened this thing up and it was like obvious. Anyway.
That you had a sausage. But in the
I was eating a big spicy pepperoni in the theater at Star Wars. It's a funny story, huh?
Ryan. Huh?
Did you like
how many
that?
Movies have we talked about this?
Ryan, Colossal. Why was this movie your number one a week ago?
Because it subverted a lot of tropes found in this genre type of movie. It did something interesting by blending a character indie drama with like this
robots.
Big kaiju monster movie that has no place. And again, it's just you go for one thing and you're going to get something else. And I always appreciate when that is done well. And this movie did it very well. I think the characters are really strong. I love Anne Hathaway here. I think Jason Sudeikis, who I've never really liked in anything, actually turns in one of my favorite performances of the year.
He's
like
really
it's surprising his villain in this movie. And like that's kind of the twist is he slowly becomes the villain. And it's really interesting how it happens. So.
And it's weird because even still, you still kind of want to like him. Which
yeah.
is, I think it's a play on like the whole violent relationship. What am I thinking of?
Toxic
here?
Masculinity.
Not
the,
toxic masculinity itself.
Emotional
but like,
abuse, spousal
yeah,
abuse.
Like
it's
that.
Verbal,
like
verbal.
The people
verbal
that like
belittling.
And, when people are with somebody that
I'm a nice guy.
Abuse,
you're a fucking idiot. I'm a nice guy.
Why
I'm
are you
to
making
point
me
this
do
out
this?
About you? Yeah.
But like women that you're like, he beat you. Why are you staying with him? And you don't get it. This movie kind of almost pegs
shows
on it because it's like, yeah, I don't like Jason Sudeikis, but at the same time, I still kind of do in this movie.
Yeah.
Like it's this weird
and he's
feeling.
Finding consistently new and creative ways to trap her too in the movie. And I thought it was like a very interesting cat and mouse game when it makes that turn and it's, one of the movies where it's like I was constantly guessing where it was going. Like I didn't have it pegged and it kept surprising me. And that's why I really dug it.
And Anne Hathaway was had that pregnant ass mom butt.
She did.
God damn, she was thick in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
No.
She was.
This movie was one that I walked out of talking to you and I was kind of meh on it, but it really stuck with me and it grew on me too. I really enjoyed this movie a lot this year. I'm totally fine with it being your number one. I get why it's not your number one.
Yeah.
So with that stating, Hartman.
Yeah.
What was your number one movie of this year?
Oh, man. I'm glad I get to talk about this.
I gotta pee.
Go pee.
Well,
I'll listen.
You're gonna miss my number one.
I know what it is because I was here last week.
Oh. Okay. Well, here it goes. The Lego Batman movie.
Yeah. I really like this movie a lot.
It was
theaters.
Great. I mean... but talking about expectations going into a movie, and how it probably ruined, Dunkirk for me. I walked into Batman, Lego Batman movie, expecting nothing.
Yeah.
You know,
those are the best ones.
Children, and then I was like, man, I was really rewarded. I mean, there was a lot of, ethos in here and.
I really enjoyed the lady that does the voice of Siri was the voice of Pewter, and how Batman never calls it computer. He says Pewter.
Yeah.
Pewter, tell me, where am I going here? That's my best Will Arnett Batman. It's not great.
I've never even liked Will Arnett. Like, I usually shy away from things that he's in.
I liked,
but I may have to change my opinion, you know?
I love Will Arnett, and I really loved Will Arnett reunited with Michael Cera.
Yeah.
Michael Cera was really great as Robin. He was high energy and awkward and douchiness all in this great little package tied up with a bow. I totally get that.
Yeah.
Joker with Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah.
And this weird like
that was great.
Playoff where Joker wants Batman to want him and then when he doesn't, like he gets all offended and goes on this elaborate plot scheme to like make Batman have to come after him.
Yeah.
I really it was like the jilted lover type thing. I really love that how they did that with Joker and Batman. That was a lot of fun.
Robin's in the museum and he sees the shark repellent.
Yeah, the bat shark repellent.
And Batman says, Oh, go ahead and play with that. It doesn't do anything.
Because it didn't work and, in right. the movie.
Yeah.
It was good.
And I was like, that's really smart.
Yeah. Anyway. It's one of those jokes that, again, I like when kids' movies put in jokes for the adults that, like, you've seen the Adam West Batman movie and you know that the Bat Shark Repellent didn't work.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah.
Hey, while I have the microphone, did you guys watch the Golden Globes last night?
No.
Yeah, I didn't figure. But
the thing, I don't watch any awards show because I don't care because I can find it on the internet and 5 minutes later the next day.
You miss all the pomp.
Not to mention it's all corrupt and political.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. It's meaningless. Fired. But I would just like to share this with you, and I think you'll find it interesting. You may even want to search for it yourself. James Franco, who we all love and adore.
Oh, I saw this. Yes.
Yeah, right? Okay. Did you see this, Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
With Tommy Wiseau?
Yeah, and then he's sort of like...
He's like, no.
Which brushes him out of the way.
See, that's
okay.
The thing. James Franco knows Tommy Wiseau after hanging out with him enough, and he's like, no,
yeah,
you're not getting on the mic because I know what's going to happen.
So all right.
He just he blocks him. And even Tommy Wiseau laughs like, yeah, okay, you know what I'm going to do. That's a smart move, James Franco.
Anyway, well, that was it.
What about you, Ryan?
I thought we'd all enjoy that.
You have a new number one.
I do.
I'm surprised. I'm waiting with bated breath. You didn't tell me this earlier.
Yeah.
Including last night.
I totally did. It's The Shape of Water, Guillermo del Toro's newest.
Yeah, nice.
I did get a chance to see it this weekend, lucky too, and it's fantastic. It is everything I want in movies. It is something I have never seen. It constantly showed me things I have never seen. And with the concept of, a woman falling in love with a monster, like, you kind of expect things. And Guillermo del Toro, like, fucking goes for it. Like, he shows you shit. Like, he does not dance around this fact that she's in love. They explicitly have sex. They talk about the sex. And, like, that kind of passion is, like, great. But more than that, like, the story is just one of intolerance and injustice in the world and kind of, you know, the...
And you got Michael Shannon,
being
right?
Persecuted. Yeah, Michael Shannon, who is the actual monster of the movie.
Damn,
he does
so
great
good.
Anytime. You also have Octavia Spencer here, Richard Jenkins, Michael Stuhlbarg, who, if you don't know who Michael Stuhlbarg is, type his name into Google, you know this fucking guy. He's like a fantastic character actor who always pops up.
Doug Jones.
You got Doug Jones reprising the monster, but, like, I think the one who really nails this movie is Sally Hawkins, the lead. Like, the mute performer. It's fantastic. She's
I'm sign
great.
I'm doing sign language.
He was. He was doing sign language.
You can't see that, listeners,
but
I was doing
it.
You can hear it.
It's fantastic, Kyle. That's great. Great audio content. I love it. but it's one of those things, like, you know, I'm a sucker. I say this all the time. Actors and actresses who can act with their face, who can, like, pull emotion out by not saying anything. That is the only role she's given, aside from, like, yeah, there's a sequence where she breaks out into song, and it's much like The Artist. It's all done through emotions. It's all good. It's so good. And then, like, on top of all that, like, there's this undercurrent of, like, love for, like, old school Hollywood in this movie, and you kind of see some touches. So it's like La La Land mixed with a monster movie, mixed with one of the best romances I've seen that just has fantastic performances by a bunch of character actors.
All brought
and
together
this is,
by one of our favorite directors.
And this is, like, I think his most visionary. Like, just his
really?
Shots are so beautiful in this movie. It's like Pan's Labyrinth again. Like, it's between this and Pan's Labyrinth for my favorite del Toro.
Damn.
Like, they're both beautiful and heartbreaking and tragic and romantic and sweet. And it just, it really does, I think, if you're not going to be weirded out by the fact, like, there's some... interspecies romance happening. Like, I think it's one of the most beautiful movies this year. I think it gives you all the feels you could want. Perfect. It's a perfect movie. It might not be for you, but for me, it hit every single note I could hope for. And it's my favorite movie of the year. And it's one that I hope we see more of in the vein of.
I'm going to say two things. Number one, I love Guillermo del Toro. And I look forward to seeing this movie. And as much as I love Guillermo del Toro, I also love Denis Villeneuve.
Yes.
Who directed my favorite movie of 2017.
Denis Villeneuve. Nue! Nue, Kyle! It's goddamn Spanish language! Nue! Nue!
It's weird because I can do Guillermo del Toro.
Same as Muertos. Nueve.
But I can't do Denis Villeneuve.
Denis Villeneuve.
Anyways, I fucking love that guy. He did Blade Runner 2049 this year. And that movie is the exact same thing you just said, yes, about this, for me. Mm-hmm. You know, it might not be your movie. This movie hit everything I wanted it to be.
I agree.
I went in with super high, mm-hmm, expectations, and it blew them all away. It subverted them all, brought me to a whole new level. I fucking loved Blade Runner. It's, mm-hmm, one of the best movie experiences I've had in a theater in a long time. A lot of that was with the sound design and the music design.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You had fucking Ryan Gosling. As anybody who listens to the show knows, I love Ryan Gosling. He has yet to disappoint me in anything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's very true.
Yeah. And he just, again, kills it as Kay. You've got, you know, even Harrison Ford is trying in this movie, which is weird for Harrison Ford at this stage.
Uh-huh.
He does a great job as Deckard. Yeah, just crazy, awesome, futuristic sci-fi that does what sci-fi should, which is make you question where the world is going. So, yeah. Blade Runner 2049, fucking see that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I know Hartman was a little more on it, and so were you.
Not on it. I think it's a great movie that is not made for me.
Yeah, okay.
That's it. It's beautiful. It is one of the best scores of the year. Best cinematography, fantastic direction. It is a movie that is not made for me. I've learned. I just don't think I like the Blade Runner universe.
That's fair.
It's not for me.
I totally
but
understand.
But it's
that,
a so. It's one that I respect and like I applaud because I don't think enough people saw this movie, and it is one of the biggest artistic endeavors in theaters this year, and it was not supported.
I agree, and thank you, Denis Villeneuve.
Sure.
Yeah, it's there.
Sure.
So that's it. Hartman, would you like to say goodbye to everybody?
This is Sound Engineer Andrew at the microphone. And this has been the 2017 kind of year in review.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. I'm Kyle.
I'm Ryan.
Oh, yeah. I'm Sound Engineer Andrew.
And we are leaving. Oh, I totally fucked you guys over. Bye, everybody.
Oh.